4th March 2026 was a day that kept the focus on engineering-led development, obesity as a systems challenge, frontier genomic AI, and the practical role of local water bodies in climate resilience. This date also coincided with World Engineering Day and World Obesity Day, giving two major international policy frames to the day's discussions. But why does this matter? It matters because these observances push us to think about the complex interplay between technology, public health, and sustainable development. World Engineering Day for Sustainable Development is observed every year on 4th March under the aegis of UNESCO and the World Federation of Engineering Organizations, or WFEO, that is, the World Federation of Engineering Organizations. UNESCO recognized this day in 2019, and the 2026 theme emphasized smart engineering for a sustainable future through innovation and digitalization. What makes this significant is that engineering capacity underpins many critical sectors in India, including highways, railways, renewable energy, semiconductors, urban water systems, digital public infrastructure, and climate-resilient construction. A country can talk about infrastructure ambition only to the extent that it can design, build, maintain, and regulate complex systems. Now, let us turn to the implications of this for India. The topic is useful for UPSC because it joins together GS3 infrastructure, science and technology, and the SDG framework. It also invites analytical questions about whether India is producing enough high-quality engineers in core sectors such as civil works, power systems, manufacturing, chip design, and environmental engineering. Remember this number. In India's case, engineering capacity is crucial for achieving sustainable development goals. Moving on to what this means for public health, World Obesity Day is observed every year on 4th March. The World Obesity Federation's 2026 campaign continued to stress that obesity is not simply an individual lifestyle issue, it is shaped by food systems, urban design, income patterns, marketing practices, and health system capacity. This framing matters for India because the country faces a double burden of malnutrition. Undernutrition, micronutrient deficiency, and stunting still persist in large populations, while obesity and overweight are rising in both cities and smaller towns. That combination increases the burden of diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, fatty liver disease, and some cancers. Now, let us look at the policy response. The policy response, therefore, cannot be limited to awareness campaigns. It has to include better food labeling, school nutrition rules, safer walkable cities, primary healthcare screening, and action against the commercial drivers of unhealthy diets. This is the broader public policy angle that makes obesity relevant for exam writing. Note this carefully, obesity is not just a public health issue, but also a systems challenge that requires a multifaceted approach. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of genomic AI. The release and discussion around Evo2, developed through work involving the Arc Institute, researchers linked with Stanford University, and NVIDIA, signaled how quickly artificial intelligence is moving into life sciences. Unlike text generation models trained mainly on language, genomic AI models are trained on large biological datasets to study mutation patterns, gene regulation, and the functional behavior of DNA sequences. This matters because such tools can accelerate biomedical research, precision medicine, crop science, and synthetic biology. At the same time, they raise policy concerns around biosecurity, sensitive genetic data, computational concentration, and the ethics of designing or predicting biological behavior at scale. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The first census of water bodies, published by the Government of India, mapped more than 24 lakh ponds, tanks, reservoirs, and similar assets across the country. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, But what is relevant is that small water bodies are central to groundwater recharge, minor irrigation, fisheries, flood moderation, and heat resilience. Many are also under stress from encroachment, pollution, siltation, and fragmentation of local governance responsibilities. In practice, local ponds and tanks are often the first water security buffer for villages and small towns. The policy takeaway is straightforward: mapping is useful only when it is followed by restoration, community participation, desiltation, wetland protection, and convergence with programs such as Amrit Sarovar, watershed development, and rural livelihoods missions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember World Engineering Day, UNESCO, WFO, SDGs, World Obesity Day, World Obesity Federation, Double Burden of Malnutrition, AVO2, ARC Institute, Stanford, NVIDIA, Genomic AI, First Census of Water Bodies, Ministry of Jal Shakti, Amrit Sarovar. For mains GS2, focus on preventive public health and evidence-based local governance. For mains GS3, focus on engineering capacity, science policy, AI-biotech convergence, water resource management. Now, let us turn to the key facts and numbers. World Engineering Day is observed every year on 4th March, recognized by UNESCO in 2019 with the World Federation of Engineering Organizations as its partner institution. The 2026 emphasis was on engineering, innovation, digitalization, and sustainability. World Obesity Day is observed every year on 4th March, led globally by the World Obesity Federation, and obesity raises the risk of diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and several cancers. India faces both undernutrition and rising obesity at the same time. AVO2 and Genomic AI are associated with institutions such as the ARC Institute, Stanford-linked researchers, and NVIDIA, and are used for mutation prediction, biological discovery, health research, and crop science. However, they also raise concerns around biosecurity, ethics, genetic data governance, and concentration of compute power. Water bodies in India include ponds, tanks, lakes, reservoirs, and similar assets, with core functions such as recharge, irrigation, fisheries, flood moderation, and local climate resilience. In conclusion, the topics discussed on 4th March 2026 are crucial for India's sustainable development, public health, and climate resilience. The interplay between engineering, obesity, genomic AI, and water bodies requires a multifaceted approach that involves policy, technology, and community participation. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to focus on the complex relationships between these topics and their relevance to India's development goals.